Okay, good morning. This is Hopkins Junior High Concert Band, and I want to welcome you to the 2010 CMEA Area 3 Band Festival at California High School here in San Ramon. My name is Norm D, and I'm the Director of Instrumental Music at Acalanes High School in Lafayette, and I'm also the CMEA State President. Nice to see a great big band on stage here on Saturday morning. What better thing could you have to be going on right now than playing a nice concert for these nice people in the audience? And so I see your program here, Flight of the Eagle, Simple Song, and Pevensey Castle. I love Pevensey Castle. It's a great piece, super piece of music for a young band. I use it when I do honor bands and things like that. And I see that we're getting ready to start, and we'll be right back. This will be one continuous recording for this track. So there may be some silence points, so just be patient, and we will be right back with you. And it's nice to see Mr. Conway on the podium and working with you, getting ready to start the performance. He's a very fine young music educator here in Northern California, and I hope you students know how lucky you are to have him as your teacher. Very well respected, doing terrific work down in Fremont with the wonderful students at Hopkins. Had a chance to hear his band at the CMEA State Conference. His wind ensemble, a very fine performance, one of the best in the state, and looking forward to hear this young band play as well. So here we are, warming up, and we will be starting in just about a moment. Best of luck.
Today they'll be performing The Flight of the Eagle by David Bobritz, Simple Songs by Ralph Holstrin, and Pevensey Castle by Robert Sheldon. Please enjoy the concert band from Hopkins Junior High School.
Boy, the percussion section's really dark back there. Hope you can see the conductor. Spirited opening. I know a lot of you guys haven't played for a long time. Got a lot of good things going on. Okay, really be careful about the articulating. Don't over-articulate parts. It's nice to see so many students on stage. All dressed nice. Okay, I see a lot of good posture, a lot of good hand position. A lot of good embouchures. Yeah, for such a young group, there's a lot of good rhythmic integrity and a lot of good fundamental sounds and tone quality coming from the ensemble. Dynamic contrast right there. stating the material that you're playing on your music, it would be very easy for a younger band to just be beating on those drums and it'd be just shooting out into the audience really loud. But you're doing a good job, very musical job. Thank you. Okay, nice firm embouchures in the high woodwinds. Yeah, you really make a differentiation between the long tenuto notes and the short staccato notes. Ta 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 ta. Very, very nice job for a young band. I encourage the students in the band to exaggerate your articulations as opposed to playing music later on that has lots of phrasing capability, phrasing possibilities and things like that. And because as you get further back into the audience, the articulation gets kind of garbled. You want to make sure you exaggerate some of that articulation. Very nice job. I hear a lot of good good dynamic contrast, and a lot of all your students on stage are making good musical choices as far as how loud to play, and you know, we have a nice blend coming out to the audience. It's very nice. I appreciate the effort. So I see this second piece, Simple Song, looks like there's a lot of phrasing and a lot of opportunity for the band to make wonderful balanced sounds and really nice harmony and things like that. So we'll listen to this in just a second. Okay, so here we go. Simple Song by Ralph Hultgren. He's an Australian composer who writes a lot of music for wind band. You gotta really be careful and be prepared to play on that downbeat. Everyone has a note except for the oboes and the flutes. Take a nice uniform breath in tempo, in the tempo of the piece, and then release. Nice sounds. A lot of you guys who are playing maybe dotted half notes or things that are longer, dotted half notes that are tied, make sure you lean into the note and make a slight crescendo to the next note. Don't just flatline the note all the way through the value. Okay, lead into the next phrase. Trumpets, I wouldn't mind having you raise your trumpets just a little higher. Sit up straight. Bring your horns up a little over the stand or move your stand off to the side a little bit. You want to have every opportunity for the sound to carry through the auditorium. Yeah, I see two tubas in the back. A lot of air. I'm a tuba player. And you got to take a deep, deep, big breath, even if you're playing a really soft thing. Careful in a piece like this about making the notes a little too detached. Make them more legato, meaning you want them to be smoother going from note to note with a lighter tongue. Maybe do, 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 lightly, very lightly. You want there to be a lyrical quality to this. It's like a song that's sung. And the only difference between singers and band instruments is the fact that they have words to use to convey emotion and musical quality and phrasing and all those wonderful expressive qualities that music has. We use dynamic contrast and articulation and slurring and beautiful tone quality to convey our musical ideas, especially a slow piece like this. Careful about some of the partials. And the trumpets, you know, one fingering, you can have a couple of notes come out. You gotta really listen to make sure you have the right partial. Okay, long notes, blow into the note, all the way through the note until it's over. Okay, careful about the release there. Careful about the release. Okay, that was very nice, very musical job. When you're playing a big chord at the end like that, it's quiet or loud. Make sure you watch the conductor, because when he cuts off, you want to hear the lowest instrument in the ensemble. In this case, the tuba was playing. You want to hear the tube at the very, very end. Very nice. It's coming a long ways. You know, like I said, I know that you, many of you haven't played for that long a time, but you're doing a good job. A lot of good fundamental things going on. You know, good foundation to propel you to play in more advanced groups in the future. So nice job. Okay, we're going to start a piece called Pevensey Castle by Robert Sheldon. Robert Sheldon writes all kinds of music for younger groups, and high school groups as well. He has a really wonderful sense of orchestration, how things are laid out in a piece, and really wonderful melodic qualities. And he just writes really nice pieces for band. And Pevensey Castle, as I said earlier, is one of my favorites. I use it for different honor bands and things. And kids really enjoy playing it. So it's a terrific piece. So here we go. Yeah, be right with Mr. Conway. And don't be ahead of him. Don't guess. Always really zero in on his baton and the time that he's beating for you. Make sure we're slurring those notes in the clarinet. Don't articulate. There's a place to articulate and a place to release and a place to slur. Yeah, I wouldn't mind hearing maybe just a little more of the tom-toms, just a little more sound. And really exaggerate those colors in the percussion, the triangle, and the scraped cymbal, and all those nice effects that comes with playing in the percussion section. Okay, flutes don't go flat. Blow, even if you're getting softer, blow all the way through the note. There you go. Breathe together. Breathe in tempo. Think in the same time and style that your teacher is doing. Always thinking, always having your brain on the entire time, if you're playing a whole note tight for 10 measures. Get inside the music. That's what my college teacher used to say. Yeah, really bring that horn out, the French horns. Bring it out. Go ahead. Don't be shy. Conductor. Yeah, good job. Ta 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 ta. Get that tenth accent over notes. Deserves a heavier, more weighted tongue. Woodwinds, take your time through those syncopated sections right there. Don't push. Yeah, I'd like to just hear a big swell crescendo right there at 72, leading into the double forte at 73. Thank you. diminuendo down here, right? Get soft. Start getting slower. Yeah, don't try to have too big of a break between 94 and 95. Just lead into that dotted half note at 95. No break. Your teacher for those cutoffs. You're playing well enough that you could probably look up a little more. Because I'm looking at the band, most of you guys have your eyes glued on the music. Yeah, very nice job. Very nice job. A lot of good things going on. Mr. Conway's shown you a lot of good things, a lot of good pedagogical things. Meaning that he's showing you all kinds of technique and all kinds of musical qualities that come with playing more advanced and more musically as time goes by. A lot of good things going on. I challenge the ensemble to look up at your conductor a little more and really, you know, I bet you if you took your eyes off the music and looked up to the conductor and went back down, if you were maybe afraid that you might lose your place, I'll bet you 99% of the time you won't, because you know the music so well. So why not look up, watch the conductor, get even more musical information from the teacher and the conductor, so that you can convey more music to the audience instead of just staring at that whole note. Anyone can stare at that whole note. You guys are good enough that you don't need to stare at that whole note or that half note or those 3-4 quarter notes in a row, eighth notes. You can look up for a moment, go look back down, look up again, look back down. I think you're good enough to do that. Very nice job, very good selections. Really was impressed by how the band sounded. You guys are doing a really great job, and I hope to have the privilege of hearing you again sometime in the future. So thank you very much. Thanks for coming.